obesity, or being excessively overweight.
The name of one of the most commonly encountered disorders in our time. According to research, obesity began increasing rapidly worldwide in the last 20 years and is now spreading just like an epidemic. The main cause of this disease is an excessive and unbalanced diet. Obesity is a disease that affects such systems as the heart and vascular system, the respiratory system, the hormone system, and the digestive system, and leads to a wide range of serious diseases. In his own time, our beloved prophet drew attention to the harm done by overeating and by poor nutrition. There is nothing more harmful than a person filling his stomach. A person should eat just enough to straighten his back. On the one hand, medicine looks for new possibilities in the treatment of disease, and on the other, it concentrates on a healthy life and the prevention of disease. The most intensive work in this field concerns nutrition. That is because an unbalanced diet can lead to various diseases, including cancer. Prophet Muhammad took great care of his health. He selected his food with care and recommended those around him to eat beneficial things. He preferred low cholesterol meat, leguminous plants, fruits, and vegetables, which have only been discovered in the present day to be beneficial to arterial health. We may witness this exemplary behavior of our Prophet in these hadith. Abu Musa relates, "Our Prophet would eat chicken." In one account he says, "I saw him eat chicken meat." Ibn Zayd relates, "Our Prophet loved grapes and watermelon." Talha relates, "I went up to the Prophet. He had a quince in his hand. Talha," he said, "take this and eat it, for it eases the heart." He relates from Haysama ibn Aswad, "The Prophet said, 'Acquire good health from the Quran and from honey.'" The health benefits from these foods referred to in the hadith were discovered only recently, yet the fact that they were recommended by our Prophet to his companions 1400 years ago is one of the proofs of God's inspiration of the Prophet. Let us now briefly touch on the benefits of some of these foods recommended by Prophet Muhammad. Honey, revealed as a source of vitality by our Prophet, is of enormous importance to human health. Thus it is that in countries where science is most developed, a branch of research solely devoted to beekeeping and bee products has been established. The benefits to be gained from eating honey can be summarized thus. Despite having a high acid content, honey can be easily digested by even the most sensitive stomachs. It enters the bloodstream very quickly, making it a rapid source of energy. When mixed with warm water, honey enters the bloodstream in 7 minutes. It enhances the functioning of the brain due to the free sugars it contains. Honey supplies an important part of the energy needed by the body in order to make blood. It also assists with the cleaning of the blood. It has a regulatory and facilitative effect on circulation, and also provides important protection against hardening of the arteries. With these and many other properties, honey is a true source of good health. Grapes have a high nutritional value and are an important source of nutrition from the point of view of being rich in vitamins and minerals. They are very important for heart and vascular health due to the antioxidants they contain and are recommended by doctors. Red grape and seed essence in particular is produced and used in tablet form. Grapes are also known for their blood-building properties. Grape molasses, for example, are particularly effective against anemia. Water, the importance of which is stressed in the hadith of our Prophet, has countless beneficial effects on the body's organs. The health of a great many organs, such as the sweat glands, stomach, intestines, kidneys, and skin, and many more besides, depends on sufficient quantities of water entering the body. The treatment of a disorder that may occur in these areas is again possible by means of reinforcing the body with water. Fatigue, tiredness, and lethargy can also be overcome by increasing the level of water in the body and thus regularly ridding it of toxins. Our Prophet revealed the importance of water in a hadith. Abdullah ibn Buraida relates, "The Prophet stated, 'Water is superior to all beverages in the world and the hereafter.'"